And now it's time to play America's favorite game show. Is this real? This is where we determine whether something or not is actually real and or factual. Today's contestant, Robert Sturm.
Hey, that's me.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Corby. Big
today,
fan of your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Today, we attempt to determine whether or not your numbers on the Peloton are, in fact, real.
I wonder the same thing.
Is this real?
Thank you, Don Pardo.
You're welcome.
All right, so I am not a Peloton guy. I do not own Peloton. And so it obviously is one of the hottest pieces of equipment, and it has been since it came onto the market a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
People swear by it. People say, and I think people that did spin classes, they're the first ones to jump to this and say, man, it is a kick-ass workout.
Mm-hmm.
You love it.
I do.
How long have you had yours?
2016.
2016!
Coming up on my five-year anniversary.
So I did not do the research required for this, but a P1 did.
Did a little research.
Did a little research.
It appears that there are some people that also are Peloton people.
Yes.
That are obsessed with Bob Sturm's Peloton numbers.
Right.
Because Bob Sturm is in a class when it comes to Peloton output, Peloton results that would put him in the top half percentile of the world.
And it makes people mad.
Where's Bob Sturm?
Now, I don't understand.
I can't be that high. That sounds, that,
you are.
That sounds made up.
I'm getting ready to prove it to you because Eric did the research. So I don't care. I'm just glad that my friend Bob is excited about working out and doing a good job and burning calories.
Back under 230, Corby.
Hells yeah, and having fun while doing it. But others that are on the Peloton, it makes them insane when they see his numbers. Now, are these all public? They have to be, right? Or do you post them yourself?
No. I think you can find my numbers if you know my Peloton name, and if you know pretty much every name I use on every email, you know my Peloton name.
Bob Sturm?
It's Sturm1310.
Okay.
Bob Sturm.
Because I love AM radio.
Sturm1310, I'm kicking your ass every day. So, P1 Eric sent in this info.
Eric.
He says, I can't do total apples to apples since Bob rides 45 minutes. Is that true? Are you a 45-minute rider?
Strictly 45 minutes. And you know how I arrived at that?
No.
That's how long it takes for an hour show to be digested.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. He says, but this will tell the story. Bob's PR outfit. Now, PR, for those not in the game, is personal record.
Correct.
Personal output is 856. Now, the unit measured in Peloton is kilojoules, right?
Or KJ.
It's KJ. It's
something. And you know what? Mr. Junior Miller knew what that was. Kilowatts?
No, it's not. It's joules.
Okay. Kilojoules?
Yeah. Isn't that a good name for a rap group?
It sounds like what happened to you when you got kicked in the nuts in soccer.
Right? So just know it's 856 KJ. That is Bob's PR.
And it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
And that may add to the legend of you.
It might.
Because
I didn't win a state championship last week.
I don't know if I can do it again.
Because your 856 may have been when you were heavier, much heavier.
Maybe.
Okay. So at 856.
More pushing for the pushing.
Eric says his 856 was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So he may use that as an excuse that he's not as good, but he still got to it once. Bob also had a 788 2 weeks ago, which still is comparable to all or beats most of the people that I'm getting ready to give examples of as to how good Bob is at the Peloton.
Okay.
And when we're saying, is this real? We're trying to figure out if his Peloton is rigged, if it's calibrated in a way that is giving him some sort of advantage.
There's been a lot of question from the trades on whether or not my Peloton is juiced.
Have people reached out to you to ask if it is juiced or if you know that it's juiced?
Well, certainly the people that don't appreciate my excellence are looking for ways to
double down,
explain it. And I, like I've said, I've only ridden one Peloton bike, and so it's possible that maybe mine is not calibrated properly, and I wouldn't have the slightest idea how to do it.
Let's start with Olympic athletes, and not just Olympic athletes. Let's start, I don't know if you guys have heard of this guy, okay? So you may have to do a quick Google search. Let's start with Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. He's on Peloton?
Usain Bolt, for a 40-minute ride, his PR is 824 kJs. Meaning that...
40 or 45?
40. So for 45, he would eclipse you by a very small margin.
Didn't even know they had 40-minute rides.
Okay. Usain Bolt. All right?
Yeah.
That's some lofty territory.
Have you ever heard of Troy Aikman?
I have.
Troy, who is a hardcore spin guy. Like, that was his thing. And Troy is basically made of muscle right now.
He's ridiculously fit.
Yes, he is.
Bob's PR, 856. Troy's PR for 45 minutes, 779. You are destroying the most in-shape 54-year-old man on the planet.
One time.
Yeah? You're destroying him.
It only happened.
So, Bob Stern with us, rock star.
Baker Mayfield.
Young.
Heisman winner.
Uh-huh.
756 PR. You murder Baker Mayfield. Russell Wilson, 780 PR. He's one of the best athletes going.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, okay. His PR, 45-minute ride, 758.
Wow.
Matt Leinart's PR, another Heisman winner for 45 minutes, 559. Let's go in the world of golf. Rory McIlroy, who is the most jacked up golfer there. You think Bryson is. Rory is hardcore into cycling. And not just this, but the Peloton. He promotes it. He loves it.
Yeah.
It's where he gets his sweat if he's not cranking up, 800 pounds on the bench or whatever. Rory McIlroy, he's only does 30 minutes. All right.
Okay. What a weakling.
His high for 30 minutes is 575. I think that translates into about a tie with you if he was to go an extra 15 minutes.
But could he maintain that pace, I wonder?
I don't think so.
We have to question his championship rounds training,
Right. Brooks Koepka. He does 30 minutes as well. His PR is 523, which again would translate right at the same number that Bob got. So Rory and Brooks, the two guys that are in the most better shape than anybody on tour, Bob's got them.
Or is Bob's an ice cream addict?
Roger Federer, 20-time major champion. He only does 30 minutes as well, and he surpassed Rory and Brooks by a good margin, 648.
Yeah.
And so I think that would extrapolate into beating you handily.
I would think he's got me, yeah.
Yes. But the bottom line is, compared to world-class athletes, you are either right there with them or surpassing them.
Congratulations.
Again.
Well, is it real?
I don't know. Do you need to get on another bike?
I mean, I hear Peloton is on our station. Like, they might be in the next stop set. So we must have a relationship with them somehow.
Yeah.
I am more than happy to take my reputation and to ride whatever bike they want to put me on and try to ride a 45-minute ride and see if my numbers are comparable.
Let me ask you this. So let's say that you go to the... Where's the Peloton Pro Shop? Isn't there one in one of the malls?
I want to say up at Legacy and okay. North Park.
That you go and you get one on one that is maybe been recently calibrated or right out of the box. and you get on it and you're really crushing it. And you look down at the thing and your output is like 31.
Yeah.
Would that be sad?
Well, it probably would be sad, but you know what? I want to know if these are legit. Like, it doesn't make sense to me because I'm not an excellent athlete, but
Well, this says you are.
I'm always in the top one percentile, which would suggest I must be.
One percentile of like, all the hardcore crazy
like
athletes.
Like this one. Now, here's what's weird about it. Being the one percentile still means I barely finished in the top 500 of this ride. This 788 he's mentioning. I finished 499th of 61,556.
God! That's awesome!
So you just cut off the last two digits, and I want to finish in front of the 616th place. That's what I've always tried to do, to entertain myself while watching a TV show and to make sure I'm going hard enough.
What you could also do is have someone that's never worked out in their life get on it, get on your machine at your place. Maybe someone from the radio station that's not particularly fit, and see what their numbers look like.
Which,
all's welcome. What if this is it though? And this is what I've always thought. Again, I hope it's all real because I just love the fact that
you're beating Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that you're better than Usain Bolt.
The one gift I was born with has no application to anything except exercise bike.
But what if he's Lance Armstrong and he never knew it.
Seriously.
Until he was 45 years old?
What if he's the greatest cyclist in the world?
Right.
And none of us knew.
And like, he never tried to cycle.
But we always talk about that. Like people that, for whatever reason, don't pick up the sport that they were born to do.
Like what if you're the Michael Jordan of piano and you never tried?
Yes. Or what if Michael Jordan never picked up a basketball?
What if he sat down to paint?
What if this was you? Why don't you start entering races and you just, he's just murdering people?
Do you have a street bike?
Not really.
No?
I have like a mountain bike.
But what if?
What if?
Like, that would be so kick-ass.
I'm willing to do this. If you want to have a show out there or something where I have to give you my best 45 minutes, I'll do it because honestly, I'm as curious as anybody.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not cheating. I wouldn't know how to cheat, but I also have to admit.
You just rigged the bike.
That if I've had the bike for 5 years and I don't even know that you can calibrate, I don't even know
right
how to do it, then maybe my bike is jacked. But I've been having these same numbers for 5 years. Like,
yeah.
It hasn't really changed.
Did you take off the restrictor plates?
I don't even know.
Restrictor plates.
Basically, when you buy a Peloton, first of all, let me say this, and this is not the best live spot ever, but I'll say it. It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But part of it is they set it up at your house,
mm-hmm.
and they basically say all you have to do is hop on and start pedaling. You don't put it together. You don't even ship it. Like, they deliver it, and they set it up. So it's a very affluent thing to do, probably, is to buy one.
What is your caloric burn? Does it say that on there?
Yeah.
Are you burning?
It says
for 45 minutes.
It says kcal, so I don't know what that means, but it says 1127 calories. Kcal.
If that's just calories, that is. There's no way.
There's no way you should have gotten up to 250, no matter what
no,
you were eating.
No, you could have eaten.
Well, no, your body acclimates. This is the same when I was marathon running. Is the darn thing about the human body is if you do something for enough time, then it has no bearing on keeping your weight right, I don't think. Now, clearly professional athletes would argue, but I'm talking about like late 40s, slow twitch white guy metabolism. I don't know.
What was your time in the marathon?
4:22. I beat Oprah by 5 minutes.
So that does not translate as far as an endurance sport into what you would expect from a cyclist, like a powerhouse cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because any 1% cyclist could probably go run a marathon in 3:30, I think.
I don't know. Maybe, probably. I'm definitely not a world-class athlete, I can assure you.
We don't know. What if you are?
But data says otherwise.
But when I get on a Peloton, I'm trying to go hard. Like, I'm trying to work out. Otherwise, what's the point? Right? Like, when you work out, shouldn't you be trying to push your body to being super tired?
I want to believe this more than anything. I really do. Because I think it's incredible. Like, it's pretty kick-ass that you could pull those numbers off. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You should race the 100.
Well, like I said, I only finished 499th that day when I really did a good time.
Didn't you?
There's 498 people in front of me.
Usain Bolt tried to beat Secretariat or something in a race or a train or whatever. You need to start racing trains and things like that. You could be that guy.
I'm definitely not that guy. Definitely not that guy.
You should race a train. I want that.
Peloton got too popular because back in 2016, you could try to at least finish in single digits, like in the top five in a race. I can't even crack the top 100 anymore.
All right, here's what we need
to do.
Too
many people now.
We need to get a Peloton, and we need to get him and Aikman, because they're friends and coworkers and all
sure
that.
I'm sure Troy would love this.
And they need to go side by side for 45 minutes. And that's at least we get the regular Peloton sends a bike.
We just get on the same one.
At the same time, spidering each other?
You go 45 and you go 45, but that'd be fun.
Would Troy be into that?
No, hey, Troy, I'm going to pump you.
He would not.
He's riding on the handlebars.
Yeah, in the basket.
I would be honored. I would be honored to do whatever you guys want to do.
All right, well, there you go. There's our first edition of Is This Real?
Yeah.
Community Quick Hits is next.
Hope you guys like crime.
No.